All right. The next item is the consideration of extending the emergency regulation pertaining to American Shared, item 14. Jack?
We have two packages for you. One is the regulation we're going to ask you to adopt. The second is a letter from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
Thank you.
You'll recall 2 months ago you approved a bycatch fishery in the portions of the river that are not darkened in. So in this portion of the James, this portion of the York, and this portion of the Rappahannock River. Last month, by emergency regulation, you approved an extension of the bycatch fishery upriver into the spawning grounds, these darkened areas that you see here. In approving the extension, you approved it in a limited fashion. You developed essentially a limited entry bycatch fishery for these areas. There were 11 potential fishermen who met the criteria. Only three of those have bothered to come forward to get their permits, and no fish have been caught in those areas yet. It appears, too, that the fishermen who normally fish in these areas, because of the striped bass regulations, have modified the way they fish so that the likelihood of them encountering a shad is going to be pretty remote. As you know, fishermen are issued tags this year. Half of their tags are for small fish and half are for big fish. Well, the way it appears to have worked, during the month of February, fishermen decided to target small striped bass up here. They used small mesh gill nets and caught up all of their small rockfish. Of course, there were no shad in the river in the month of February, so they didn't encounter them. Now in these areas, they are setting large mesh gill nets to take their big striped bass because they've caught up all their small fish. So they're setting 7 and 8 inch mesh up here. And as a result, they're not about to catch a shad in that large of a mesh. So it really ends up that this was a lot of to-do about nothing. It appears that we won't catch many shad. Now, we still could see considerable catches in these lower areas in April and May when the shad get up there and get thick. The other consideration that makes this almost moot is that these dark areas in the Rappahannock, Mattapani, and Pamunkey on April 1st close to the setting of gill nets, because these are the striped bass spawning areas as well. And the striped bass regulation says it's unlawful to set a gill net in these areas. The one exception is the striped bass spawning area that's off limits to gill nets in the James ends right here at Hopewell. So this area is off limits. But above that line, in these areas and on up to Richmond, which would extend you up this way, is open to gill netting. So if you adopt today's regulation, effective April 1st, the only place in the state left where the shad spawning area bycatch fishermen can fish would be in these upper areas of the James. And it doesn't appear likely that they will encounter any striped bass because they're using large mesh gill nets. So, based on all those considerations, staff does not object to the continuation of the regulation that you adopted by emergency last month. The impact appear to be almost negligible.
All right. Any comments from the public? We have the Bay Foundation's letter, which is well written. All right, what's the pleasure of the commission, Mr. Garrett?
I have a question, Jack.
question.
In that upper reach on the James, are you and Gary working on some method to stop these, somehow or another we can stop those fish from being caught, rockfish up in there and using that bait for catching big catfish with? Aren't you looking at something in there? With the gill nets in that upper James? Or are you? Maybe you're not.
The Game Department is looking or has placed new regulations on the harvest of catfish.
Mm-hmm.
They've set some type of maximum size limit to prevent commercial fishermen from catching the very largest catfish, which they want to preserve for a trophy recreational fishery.
But they need live bait to catch the catfish with.
Right.
They're using the small fish from the gill nets for bait. I thought y'all were working on something.
No, not aware of anything.
Okay.
Now, what's the pleasure of the commission on the issue before it?
Move for approval.
Is there a second?
Second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
One no.
Any
two no's.
Two no's. Any abstention? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, before we go to the next item, Jack, I'd like to read a statement from the governor. I could have your attention, please.
Because they've got a hooked nose fishery that kills way more than these nine people will ever get.
Who made the motion? Mr. Garrison made the motion. Who seconded the motion?
On this issue. I think I seconded it.
Mr. Babb. Okay. Anything else? Governor Kane's statement on the death of Delegate Harry J. Parrish. Delegate Parrish, a friend, certainly to the natural resources of this Commonwealth and to the Commonwealth as a whole. Ann and I are deeply saddened by the death of Delegate Harry Parrish of Manassas. In January 2001, I started attending a Tuesday morning Bible study that is held during the General Assembly session. Harry was a regular attendee at those Bible studies, and during that time I came to know him as a dear person and a dear friend. In his public and private life, Harry was always courtly and civil and committed to service. His composure and dignity, combined with his commitment to working in a bipartisan manner for the future of the Commonwealth, made him a true Virginia gentleman. We will miss him. And those of you that have, I would add to that, and those of you that have been to the General Assembly, and those of you that know Delegate Parrish, I know, JT, you know him very well from the, he's a tremendous individual.